This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number 3 of the live Saturday edition, and it's your show. If you want to take control, bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We do it free at freetalklive.com. And I believe Lou has hung on through the news break. Lou, back on in Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how are you doing?
We're doing great. Now, we were talking about immigration.
Let me get this straight before we continue. You mean to say that you want to do away with the southern border of the United States of America and
well,
allow
that's not
anyone...
possible. That's not possible because Mexico probably doesn't want to do away with their border. So
but you
the border
want to do away
exist.
With your border.
Hmm?
But you want to do away with... I'm not worried about... I want to know what you think, not what Mexico
thinks. I think that people should be free to cross borders freely. They should be able to come and go as they please in a so-called free country.
And where do you live, sir?
I have lived in Florida.
No, where do you live now?
I live in New Hampshire now.
Oh, you live in New Hampshire. Have you been down to Miami or Los Angeles lately?
Yes. Sir, I lived in Florida for 26 years.
Have you been down to Miami lately?
I've been down there within the last year. I, Mark, have been down there within the last year.
And do you see a market change in Miami?
From when? I mean, I'll give it to you. Miami absolutely is, it's very much a Spanish-speaking place, especially Calle Ocho.
Do you know that if an English-speaking person goes down to Miami and applies for a job, if you're not bilingual, they will not hire you?
Boo-hoo! So what?
Oh, so you're saying that in the United States of America, a person who doesn't speak English has the right... not to hire an English-speaking person. You're saying that?
Yeah, sir.
You have the right to do anything you want in a free country.
It's your business.
And you're going to run for election on that platform?
Who's going to run for election on a platform?
Wait, you know, that's why you guys live in a dream world. That's why libertarianism can never win.
No, sir. You're the one that lives in a dream world. You're the one that wants to restrict freedom. You're the one that wants to have a police state in America where you get to determine who can come in and who can't. You want to have
you want to let
control.
This whole third world
checkpoints.
Into this, you want to let the entire third world into this country?
Sir, I'll answer that question by reading a short excerpt from a poem. Maybe you've heard of it. It happens to appear at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. It was written in 1883 by Emma Lazarus. She talks
give
about...
Give us your poor, your tired, huddled masses.
Great, you are
yeah, but
aware
let
of
them
it, yes.
come in legally.
Well, okay, come on, legally, Lou. The legal is such a cop-out. Now, hold on a second. Just hear me out on this one, Lou. This is such a cop-out. Because when your ancestors came across, and I don't know what they are, let's say they're Italian. When your ancestors came across, all they did was take you to Ellis Island, screw up your last name, sit you around for 3 days, and then, bam, you're out the door. Now, legal is a huge pile of paper. Paperwork and tens of thousands of dollars. Do you think that's fair that your ancestors got to come in under such an easy legal system, and now we've made it so very difficult?
Actually, my forebears are on the Mayflower. But
so am I. Now what? The Indians still think we're interlopers. So what?
Listen, sir, I just want to let you know that down here in Florida, the quality of life for the average American, which you don't seem to care about, has markedly deteriorated because of the influx of illegal aliens from Haiti, from the entire third world, the entire Caribbean basin is pouring into Florida.
Mm-hmm. And if why are you still there?
Think, what?
Why are you still there if it's so bad?
I'm not saying it's as bad as it could be. I mean, first of all, I'm not in Miami. I'm in Broward County, which is a few years, removed from that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go down to Dade County now, it is terrible.
Why is it terrible? Because of all the brown people?
What?
Why is it terrible? Because of all the brown people?
No,
you just don't like to look around and see melanin?
No, you don't seem to understand.
I understand very thoroughly. I'm from Florida. I lived there for 35 years, Lou. When did you move
in? Why did you leave?
Why did I leave? Because I wanted to come to New Hampshire, where it is free.
You wanted to get away from those brown people?
Oh, that's absurd, sir.
Oh,
absolutely
right.
Absurd.
I'm a racist. My best friend's black.
So why did you leave?
Because I chose to.
Instead of running off to New Hampshire, why
is this the first time you listen to the show, Lou? Is this the first time you've heard Free Talk Live?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that explains why you don't know why we left. We left for the Free State Project, a movement of people that believe in liberty, all moving together to the same state in order to...
Why don't you bring it down to Miami and do it?
Because it's fascists like you that keep me from doing it. You want to put men with guns on the border and then sing and then put your hand over your heart and say what a free country we have.
Sir,
I mean, you're talking out of two sides of your mouth.
There's a difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration.
I've gone over that, Lou.
And he dodged your point about it.
Lou, there was no law when your ancestors came over on the Mayflower. Should we kick you out?
You're comparing the situation in 2007 to 1607?
Look, Lou, I'm telling you that Benjamin Franklin complained about the Germans in Pennsylvania. He said they're ruining our lifestyle. There have been a bunch of naysayers all along. There have been bigots and racists in this country ever since somebody set foot on it.
So you're saying the American working people who want to defend America against the invasion from the Third World, you're saying we're all racist?
No, nobody said that at all. There are some people who are racist, and then there are some people who are just absolutely ignorant about immigration and how beneficial it is to our economy and the country.
You have not been down to Los Angeles lately.
Yes, actually, I was in Los Angeles last month, Lou. You don't know a damn thing about me.
And do you know the situations there in the hospitals, what's going on there in the public hospitals?
No, I didn't visit any hospitals while I was in Los Angeles.
Let's stop and just reset here for a moment. You're going to bring up the fact that anybody can walk into the hospital and they can get free treatment. Blah, blah, blah. We've already pointed out that in a free America, the way America's supposed to be, with very limited small government, that sort of thing, there would be no welfare system. So the first thing that needs to be done is welfare needs to be absolutely eliminated. And that includes the laws that mandate.
Yeah, but we're talking about the real world, the way things are today.
Oh, I see. But the way things are today, Lou, is illegal aliens are coming across the border. It's easier to get rid of illegal aliens than it is welfare, Lou. Is that what you're saying?
Sir, you got to understand something. You're living in a dream world.
Wait, no, that was a fair question.
Lou, it's not a dream world, and it's a completely fair question. Why do you think that it's easier to lock down our borders than it is to get rid of welfare?
I think they're both difficult to do.
Okay.
Both have to be done. Both have to be done, but I don't see it getting done.
How would you like to see it?
I absolutely don't see. I don't see immigrants being stopped. Illegal immigration.
That's what
being
I want to know from Lou. Lou, what's your vision? What do you think will stop immigration into America?
First of all, I hate to say this, I really do, but we have to start using a bit of force.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Well, we have to set people on the border, and we have to set some examples.
How are you going to do that?
Sniper.
I'd say we'd have to shoot to kill.
Yeah. Man, you're sick.
Border ninjas.
No, I think you're sick.
Now, what are you going to do? Now, hold on a second.
I really think the libertarians are sick. You see, I'm more worried about the tyranny of the astute than I am of the tyranny of the state. See, it's people like you who think you're above the common man that likes to put us down because we live in the real world.
Putting you down? I'm not a common man? Don't know me, Lou.
We live in the real world where people go to public hospitals, where people ride buses, where people have to live with
people who are not like us. When was the last time you rode a bus, Lou?
We don't run away to communes in New Hampshire where everyone is white.
A commune.
Hey, how many black people are in your little commune up there in New Hampshire?
Not enough. I'd like to have more up there.
When I see a black guy in this town, I run up and hug him. It's been so long since I've seen one.
Answer the question. You're calling people racist. How many people of color are in your little commune?
What commune are you talking about? I live in a town.
Your little community up there. How many people of color?
When you say community, do you mean the city of Keene? Is that what you mean?
Well, you said something about you starting a community up there.
Sure.
Utopian fantasy up in New Hampshire.
There's no utopian fantasy here. It's liberty-loving individuals.
How many people of color are in that little community?
What's the relevance of your question? There's a very small percentage.
You're throwing terms around like racist. I'd like to know how many people of color.
It's a very small percentage, sir. A very small percentage, and I'd like to see that percentage grow.
That's right. Oh yeah, sure.
Yes,
you know
I would.
I'm going down to Harlem tomorrow. I'm going to put a sign up that we're inviting
going
people
down
to come
to Harlem.
Up to New Hampshire.
You live in Florida.
Well, I'll go up to Harlem, and I'll put up a sign. I'm going to say, we want people of color to come up to your little town in New Hampshire.
Great, thank goodness. As long as they believe in freedom. As long as they believe in freedom, I'm all for it. Now, let's get back to your solution for immigration. You want to start shooting people as they come across the border. Is that correct?
You set an example. You have to set an example.
What about the tunnels?
We have to do something. We have to use technology to block the tunnel.
Hold on. What about the trucks that the semis full of people that they drive across the border and they pay off border agents?
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to talk.
They're paying off the border agents. Who's we? Because we are the border agents who are getting paid off.
Lou, hold on. We're going to bring you back. I want to bring you back because you're fascinating and you've got interesting ideas. And you know what? People might want to talk to you, Lou. They might want to ask you questions. If you want to ask Lou a question, hopefully we're crossing our fingers that he'll wait patiently. The number's 800-259-9231. More with Lou coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free. And that does include the studio cam. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can actually take a look-see here into the Free Talk Live studio. Why you'd want to, I'm not very sure. But it's there if you want to do it. Cam.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I believe Lou is being a good sport here, hanging on still in Florida. Lou, you back on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I've held on.
Thank you for sticking around. I know we've actually got some callers who want to ask you a couple questions. But
yep.
just to recap, just to make sure we're all on the same page here. So far, we've been talking to you, and you had actually, again, this is a perfect example of how Free Talk Live works. Lou, you called in, you brought up immigration, and now we've spent several minutes talking about this.
Well,
issue.
You know, you gentlemen, before you said you could bring up any topic you wanted, and I think that's a very important topic for today. And I think the libertarian philosophy tends to ignore the problem. They see all people as being the same. Now, I see potential in all human beings, but I also see the reality and the differences also. And a person coming from a third world nation with tuberculosis is not going to do any good to America.
Now, where's the big TV outbreak?
Hold on just a second, Lou. Now, these people have been coming across the border since the Reagan amnesty and before. Where's the TB outbreak?
There's TB outbreaks in New York. There's TB outbreaks. In fact, there
they're
was
not in the news.
Why don't you check LexisNexis and do a search on tuberculosis in America? You have access to LexisNexis?
We've done the searches, and nothing turned up.
Do an in-depth
couple of
search.
Crackpot sites came up, but not
no, No. You could go to some of the big New York hospitals, such as Bellevue, and check their website for Bellevue, which is a big public hospital in Manhattan.
And it's not like TB was eradicated from the face
of
America. Anyway.
We're talking about virulent strains of tuberculosis.
Right. Medicine-resistant type.
Right, so
exactly.
The solution
Mexican TB.
The solution, as you've put forth, is to have a huge government with all of this, you know, police sort of bureaucracy, checkpoints, scanning cameras, men on the border with guns, all kinds of bureaucrats.
Plus bounty hunters.
Lou, what happens if cops come to your house and say, hey, we'd like to come in and look around for Mexicans?
They're welcome.
Yeah, I bet they are. But they're not welcome at my house, Lou. I don't want them in my house. What are you going to do? If you're the cop coming to my door and you want
to
look for Mexicans, what are you going
to
do when I tell
you
to get lost?
Let me explain something to you. If there's an emergency, okay, and sometimes you have to do things in emergencies that you don't do in normal times.
Like lock up Japanese Americans?
Look, you don't believe in the internment of the Japanese Americans?
The hell I don't. I don't believe in locking somebody
something.
Up for not doing anything wrong.
Let me tell you something. During the Pearl Harbor attack, there were Japanese Americans who assisted Japanese soldiers in the Hawaiian Islands. At that time, they went
so
to the
throw
state.
Them all in a gulag, huh?
I didn't say kill them. I did not say kill them.
I said throw them all in a gulag, huh?
I didn't say kill them.
That's not
in
a gulag.
Fact,
I would, that's jail.
Lou, that's
listen,
a
I would have rounded
camp.
Listen, we had German spies here also. The reason we didn't round up the Germans is because there must have been 50 million Germans here at the time.
They're white and they don't have those slanty eyes.
No. Listen, it has nothing to do with racial. It has to do with
sure
pure.
Sure doesn't.
Plus, we had a greater threat on the Pacific coast. I don't think. Have you served in the military?
Thank goodness, no.
I'm not a paid killer, Lou.
There was a tremendous threat at the West Coast. In early 42, that you don't know anything about.
So grab all the families and throw them in a concentration camp. That's a great solution, Lou. That's something that should happen in the land of the free,
you see,
right?
I don't even like you using the term concentration camp.
That's what they were,
because
Lou.
Because they were not death camps. They were.
It doesn't matter if there weren't gas chambers on the premises.
They were not death camps. You see, you're using euphemism. You're using
I didn't
terms.
Call them a death camp. I called them a concentration camp. You're concentrating people all in one location, Lou.
I don't, you know, you're giving it an implication that it does not have, okay?
I think you should go to the Japanese Americans and ask them, Lou, what they thought it was like.
You know, all right, I want to keep you on here, Lou. We got calls for you. We got to get to the calls. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. You're on with Lou on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, Eddie, how you doing?
Eddie,
how
are you
doing? There? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I think Lou is really defending himself well.
Yeah, he is.
And, our radio talk host gentleman there, when he tries to throw out racism charges against Lou, the fact is, I think you're the racist because you're the one that moved to the 90%+ white state and left South Florida where it's
but
a
I didn't
zoo down
like
there.
Florida.
Like, oh, is that the excuse? Well, then why didn't you go to
so
Texas?
So wait, I'm a racist because I moved to New Hampshire? That makes me a racist?
Well, it's 90%+ white. Why don't you move to a nice city like New York City or Los Angeles?
Okay, I'll explain why. Thanks for the call, Eddie. It's very simple. The reason why New Hampshire was chosen...
I think Ed makes a good point.
I think it's a ridiculous
point. The libertarian... let me make one statement. The libertarian concept seems to be held by a lot of white elitist... college-educated men.
I hope Robert is Robert Wicks down in Georgia is listening to
I'm not saying there aren't individual people of color who are libertarians, but I'm talking, if you go to a libertarian convention, 99% of the people are white, egg-headed men who tend to live in fantasy worlds.
Would you call Thomas Jefferson a white, egg-headed man? How about Samuel Adams?
They were not true libertarians the way the libertarians are concerned. You're saying that Thomas Jefferson didn't believe in borders, language, he didn't believe in borders?
I don't believe that Thomas Jefferson for a second would support putting men with guns on the border.
Oh, no.
No.
All right, I disagree.
Hey, Lou, hang on a second. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment because there's another call for you, but I just want to answer Eddie's question because he asked a fair question. Why was New Hampshire chosen? In the beginning of the Free State Project, there were about
10 states.
There were 10 states to choose from, and there were certain reasons why there was those 10 states chosen. The main factor in choosing the states was population.
Yeah.
Not white population.
Just population.
But population. Period. It had to be under 1.4 million or 1.5 million population to even qualify in the first place. Then New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. And by the way, the Free State Project demographics are there are people who are black, there are Hispanics, there are whites, there are males, there are females, there are people living around the world that are members of the Free State Project. It's not just an American thing. They're all coming to New Hampshire. And New Hampshire won because it has no income tax. There's no state income tax. There's no state sales tax. It already had the sort of a culture of liberty. It's the live free or die state. And I personally would like to see, I want New Hampshire to secede and open its borders so anybody of any color from around the world can come here and make a better life for themselves. To suggest I'm a racist for moving to New Hampshire is outrageous.
I think it's silly because, my best friend in the world is Julian. He comes from Bedford Stuy, New York. I mean, I would love somebody to tell him that he thinks that I'm a racist.
All right, let's bring back Lou and go to CJ in Oklahoma. CJ, you're on with Lou.
Hey, guys. Lou, I got two questions for you. First, I got to ask you, do you think, you support the internment, as you put it, the internment of Japanese during World War II?
Yes, I did.
Concentration camps.
Not concentration, I believe the internment, but I don't like to use the term concentration camp.
Right.
It has a negative connotation.
Okay, hang on. Lou, we're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you back with CJ here in a moment. You'll answer his question. He'll ask you another one, and we'll have a lot of fun. Hang on. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Lou, get on the line. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it. in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features waiting for you there, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. As we bring Lou back on from Florida, Lou is still hanging on with us.
Yeah, I'm hanging on.
Thank you.
Thanks for being such a good sport here. We're talking about
I think the exchange of ideas are very important.
Well, good. I agree with you on that much, Lou. the issue that we're handling here is immigration and
illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration.
Okay. The difference between an illegal immigrant and a legal one is that the legal ones jump through oodles and oodles of paperwork, deal with a bunch of bureaucrats, wait and hopefully the paperwork doesn't get lost. Then they have to pay thousands of dollars in fees to the bureaucrats.
Even if someone comes up to your community in New Hampshire, don't they have to go through some type of vetting process, or you take any guy off the street?
Look, you're talking about the Free State Project?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the Free State Project is an organization that simply exists to get liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. There's no vetting process, with the exception that someone has to sign an agreement.
So he does
that
to sign something.
Huh?
He does have to go even through a simple process. He goes through a process.
You can still move up here without joining the Free State Project. It's just if you want
to
join a private organization, sir.
But don't you have to go through a process?
Huh?
Isn't the United States of America worth just as much as the Free State Project?
The United States of America is the government, and
we the people. We the people. It's not the government.
Here's where we diverge,
wrong,
Lou, because what you had said previously is you support house-to-house searches for illegal immigrants. And
in a times of extreme duress,
we're being invaded by
Mexicans,
Lou.
Hey, sir, you have not been to L.A. or Miami lately.
Yes, I have. Lou, I was in L.A. last month, and I've been to Miami in the last year. Quit saying
that. So where you've been staying at the Beverly Hills Hilton?
I am not a rich man, Lou.
Where were you staying?
I was in the Marina Del Rey Marriott, I believe.
Oh, a Marriott. Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't at the Days Inn. They didn't have a convention there.
At least you weren't at the Hilton. Okay, that's fine.
All right, now look. All right.
You had a guy from Oklahoma that had a question.
I'm going to get back to him in a moment here, but just to clarify, so you understand what the Free State Project is. It's not something that prevents you from coming to New Hampshire. If you want to come to New Hampshire, that's your business. But if you want to join the Free State Project, which is a private organization, then all you have to do is simply say that you're someone who's going to move here for the purposes of becoming a pro-freedom activist. That's all.
But there is a certain type of process where the person has to go through.
And that's okay, because it's a private organization, sir, not a country that deems itself to be the land of the free.
Shouldn't a boat person from Haiti have to go through some type of process before he lands on the beach and claims entitlements?
No. Oh, this entitlements are the problem, Lou. We don't agree with any entitlement whatsoever.
Welfare should be abolished.
If he makes it in his inner tube to the shores of the United States, as far as I'm concerned, he can go someplace and wash dishes, and I don't want him not to be able to do that.
Hey, do you want him living next door to you?
Well, he can't afford to. Thanks.
Oh, he couldn't afford to. Okay, so only the poor people suffer the immigration flood. It's not the middle class. What about the poor people? Don't you have any feelings for them?
What do you mean?
You were saying that if a poor Haitian guy washes up on the shore,
right,
he has the right to get a job and then just move into any neighborhood that he could afford to move into.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And somehow
so what about
that
the poor people that live in that neighborhood that have to put up with 55 Haitians living in an apartment next door in an apartment that's meant for like five people?
Well,
would you like to have an apartment? You know, we have places down here where they'll rent a house and they cannot afford the rent. So what they'll do is they'll cram 50, 60 people into a house.
Yeah.
Would you like to have those people as your neighbors?
No. That would be up to the landlord. I mean, if I was renting, I own a home personally, but you know what? That's you should talk to the landlord if you've got a problem with your neighbors.
No, but I'm saying, would you like those people as your neighbors?
I don't live in an apartment building because I don't like being that close to anybody.
Do you know who suffers the ideology of the free market? It's not the middle class, and it's not the upper class. It's the working class.
But don't you think that the working class suffers from all the ideologies? I mean, the working class is going to have to pay more towards your military state that you're preparing
to
pay for.
You seem to have a certain contempt for the white working class people in this country.
I am a white working class person.
My dad made molds at Tropicana.
In those days, we're not talking about the 1960s or the 50s.
I wasn't alive in the 1960s.
We're talking about 2007. Things are a lot different now.
I resent the accusation that I am not part of the white working class. I work my butt off, Lou, and I am a white guy. So if you qualify. Factory doesn't mean I'm not a
If you're in a town and all your neighbors do not speak your language. Okay, let's say down in Hialeah. You know Hialeah?
I'm very familiar with Hialeah.
Hialeah now is 99% Spanish speaking.
Sounds like all their neighbors speak the same language.
So if you're one of the few people left in Hialeah that speaks English, and you look around you, you have no one to talk to. You have no one to socialize.
Two choices, Lou. You think that's funny? You've got two choices in that case. Either pick up a Spanish book or move.
Oh, so basically you're saying to the American working class, pick your ass up, excuse my language, and just move away from the town that you grew up in.
What I'm saying to the American working class is, as far as I'm concerned, you're free to speak any language you want. You can speak Yiddish, you can speak Italian, you can speak Spanish, or you can speak English.
It doesn't matter to me.
So I'm telling the American middle class that I want them to be free.
So you're saying that if you live in a town that all the people in the town speak Spanish, and and this is your country that you grew up in, you're forced to speak their language?
You're not forced to. You have plenty of choices. You can either stumble around and not be able to communicate with anyone, or pick up a book and start learning. And by the way, things don't change overnight. Those people didn't just move in one night. They happened over a set period of time. Let's go back to CJ. I want to make sure he gets his questions out for you, Lou. CJ's back on from Oklahoma.
Okay, by the way, I have to say, this has been one of the most entertaining conversations you guys have had in a long time.
Yeah, Lou's good.
Up there with the veteran guy you had last Saturday.
All right, go for it, CJ.
Your question, first one, we've established that you're okay with the Japanese internment. So based on that exact same principles and justifications you gave, would you also be in favor of maybe interning, I don't know, the Muslim population in the United States today?
Definitely.
I thought so. I kind of gathered that. I wanted
definitely.
To that
in fact, in
that
fact, the Muslims today.
Understanding where you're coming from here.
No, no. I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't need to justify. You've already justified with Japanese internment. It makes
and listen,
perfect
the Muslims today.
No,
no, I'm
no,
not
I
saying.
Agree. I understand. No, I don't agree with your statement. I agree with you. With
see, I'm not going to pussyfoot. I'm not going to pussyfoot around it. I'm going to tell you where I'm coming from.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have a clear...
Let me go ahead and go to my next question.
We have a clear and present danger from certain certain factions of the Muslims today.
Yeah, throw them all in the camp.
Okay. The next question I have is, what if, like, let's say, I'm sure you're not a big fan of, like, say, Hugo Chavez. You're probably not a big fan of
the guy from Venezuela, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Probably not a big fan of him, right?
No, I would assassinate him.
Right. Well, let's say if you were maybe born in Venezuela, what would you try to do?
If I was a citizen of Venezuela?
Yeah, and if you were just maybe like a 20-year-old kid living in Venezuela and, you know, you didn't have a wife.
I understand. I understand where you're going with that.
Answer the question.
What I would try to do is I try to sneak into America and move up
exactly.
to... That's right. I admit it. I'm not saying... Look, you don't seem to understand.
No, what I'm saying is you realize why they're doing it. And
Exactly. That doesn't mean that I have to allow
them for doing it.
Listen, if someone is coming to my house that wants to break in and wants to steal my property...
America is not your house. America is a... It's an entire country.
It's my house, too, Lou, and I want to let him
totally
in.
I'm totally okay with him coming with you shooting someone for coming into your house.
No, but wait,
America is not your private property.
Thank you, CJ. All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Lou, you're still there.
You want me to hold on?
You want to bring it back?
It's
good. I've got some questions
Lou, baby.
For you. Lou is awesome.
Hang on, Lou. 800-259.
He doesn't mind. He doesn't pull any punches. I say we give Lou a show.
1-800-259-9231. If you got a question for Lou, final segment's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues after the show is over. 24 hours a day, there's the bulletin board system there. There's the wiki. There's all kinds of interactive things, and they're all completely free at freetalklive.com. Though if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. So just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get the details on the program. It's simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. Again, all the website features are free. So you just send in this in, and we're taking it in. We're turning it around into more radio stations carrying the show, more internet listeners, more people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. So if that's important to you, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And amp up today. We've got Lou still on the line with us, one of the longest running callers.
He's a guest. He's not a caller anymore. Hey. He's a guest.
No, thanks for the exchange of ideas. And one
well,
quick
Lou,
comment.
Hey, hold on a second. Just to let you know, I know you said it was your first time listening to Free Talk Live, but we're there on your local radio station.
FTL.
We're there every Saturday night from 7 to 9 o'clock. You're actually, the hour that you're in right now isn't actually on the air in Miami.
That's
so
amazing.
No one in your area is hearing you.
It's great. I just you've heard of the concept of the tragedy of the commons, correct?
I've heard the term.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is that like I used the term before, that which belongs to everyone belongs to no one.
I would agree with that.
If we're going to make America into the commons for the entire world,
that's not what we're advocating.
That's not what
we're advocating, Lou. What we're advocating is a return to private property ownership, where you as a private property owner could determine who, you get to determine who comes and who goes on your property. So that's not at all what we're suggesting. Anyway, Mark, you had a quick question about the internment camps.
We got
a bunch of calls for Lou.
Now, Lou, you said that you don't like calling Japanese internment camps death camps, and
or concentration camps,
or anything like that. And then you said that you would advocate the use of the internment camps for Muslim Americans because
that's
you're
right.
facing
they're
a clear presentation.
Muslims that we deem to be sympathetic to Al Qaeda.
How would we deem them?
Well, that's what we have intelligence for.
Okay. Anyway, now...
Would there be a trial before they're thrown in the camps?
Some type of military tribunal.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do if a Muslim tries to escape the camp?
You're getting into, like, ideas after the fact. Let's first set up the camp.
Let me tell you, if you put somebody into a prison, somebody's going to try to escape. So what are you
going to
do?
Exactly. So what do you usually do in prisons? We have guards.
Shoot them.
We have guards, don't we?
Yeah, the guards have guns. What are you supposed to do with those guns?
What do you think?
I think they shoot people to kill them, so it sounds to me like the Japanese internment camps were death camps.
No, but how, you gotta understand, read some of the histories on what went on at the internment camps. It wasn't, they weren't treated badly.
There's a lot of good things that happened in prisons too.
They were not treated badly.
They were pulled from their lives.
They lost
their
homes and their property, Lou.
And, you know, there were cases of Japanese people on Hawaiian Islands that assisted the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, I would say that we didn't belong on the Hawaiian Islands anyway, that we stole it from the native people. But
maybe we don't belong in California.
All right, Louis, we got to go to the calls. Let's go to, it's Brandon in Japan. You're on with Lou.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello, sir. You're on with Lou.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm
doing
okay.
Are you in the military out
there? No, sir, I am not.
Oh, go ahead.
So I have a couple questions for you. I lived in San Diego until last August, so I have a little bit of personal experience with this immigration issue that you seem to hold very close to your heart. Yeah. So
not only my heart, if you take a poll of most Americans, I guarantee you the majority of Americans feel the same way.
No, that's because most Americans are uninformed,
right.
And that much is the case. Brandon,
right,
got to get a question
correct.
Out for Lou.
Yeah. So one of the things you brought up really early in the segment was one of the questions I had was, what do you intend to do about the current illegal immigrants in the U.S., which you claimed was around 40 million, but the figures that I've seen put it closer to 20-25?
Whatever.
Okay. You've heard the term bounty hunters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'd start using bounty hunters instead of government workers. We'd assign first of all, we go for the worst illegal immigrants, like the gang members and the murderers and the rapists, and we'd get them first. And then we go.
How do you know they're going to be illegal?
We have information, you know, we have informants in the street. You'd be surprised how many people, even down here in Miami, are willing to inform on their compadres.
Mm-hmm. One of the great things about America, though, is that this is supposedly a country where suspicion does not constitute a crime.
Yeah, but
you
gotta understand, it's like in a time of war. When you're being invaded, you have to take certain actions that you would not take in normal times. We're being invaded. You have to come down to Miami. You have to come down to Miami and see what's going on.
He was in San Diego. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, so one of the things that I have a problem with this argument is it seems like America's always at war. We've got a war on immigration. We have a war on drugs. We have a war on terrorism.
We're a martial people. We're a martial people. If we were not a fighting people, do you think we would attain the status that we have now?
War is the health of tyranny.
No, we are a martial people. We've always been fighting for the last 400 years. In fact, 1607... was the first establishment of the first English colony that survived. And you don't even hear us talking about it. This is 400 years, and the government is trying to cover it up for political correctness.
Well, I also know that the people who founded this country were a martial people because they wanted a country where, you know, the government couldn't go into their houses on a whim or where people couldn't be imprisoned merely upon suspicion. That's why we have the Constitution where, you know, you have to have evidence. You have to have an affidavit. You have to have more than just a whim in order to arrest or incarcerate
somebody. I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand, when we're in times of crisis, you handle things differently than you do in times like the 1950s.
But he's pointing out that we're in this supposed crisis time at all times in this country now. And so you're just saying that, oh, it's a crisis, so now we can have military tribunals.
In 1986, do you remember when Reagan gave the amnesty to the illegal aliens?
Yes.
And he said, we'll give this amnesty and it'll clear the problem up. It made things worse. It showed us as being weak. So the people in Latin America saw us as being suckers. And now they said to themselves, they're giving us amnesty, so they all came flooding in here.
Are we suckers because Italians moved here? Or are we suckers because the Irish moved here?
They moved here legally. And the people that came...
Lou, we've gone over this already.
The laws were a lot different then. Brandon, thank you for the call.
Cool.
Lou, we're hanging with Lou here. The laws keep getting more and more obtrusive, more oppressive than ever, but yet you still stand behind it. If the law says something, you're all for it, right? Lou, you're a man of the law, right?
Not all laws. Not all laws.
Oh, so you pick and choose the laws that you obey, huh?
You have to give me specifics. You're talking in generalities.
Well,
give me a law that I'm supposed to be against.
Like, for instance, speeding. A lot of people ignore that particular law, don't you?
I try not to.
Yeah, I try not to, too, but I've got to take it now or then.
We got to get to the calls because there's just too many of them here. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on with Lou.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say, first off, that I live in the Chicago area. There's a lot of illegal immigrants up here, and I find them very hardworking, very kind, very nice people.
Are you an employer?
No, I'm not an employer. No,
oh, so these
I'm a working man. I make very little money. I have 5 kids. I have a lot, and me and my wife both have to work. There's been times when I've had to work 2 jobs to make ends meet. I'm just saying what I observe. I observe these people as being hard-working people that wanted to come up here for an opportunity. That's
so why don't we let the entire third world come in? I mean, if they're good workers,
you know what? If they can get here, and like they say, if we wipe out welfare, that's fine.
Absolutely,
no,
man. Thank you for the call.
I'm just saying, why not bring in the entire third world?
Like you said, if they can make it here and they want to be free and they want to work hard, then I don't see what the problem with that is.
Why place any limits? Let's bring the whole world
That's
here.
Right. There shouldn't be limits. There shouldn't.
I don't want to bring anybody anywhere because that would require someone to pay for the transportation.
Right.
I don't want to require anyone to do that.
If they can make it here, whether it's on by boat or by dinghy or whatever, they should have the shot at freedom and a better life for all.
So you see no limitation in illegal immigration.
I don't like bureaucrats, and I don't want to have someone jump through a bunch of hoops and pay thousands of dollars just so they can have a shot at freedom. Let's go to Russ in Texas. Russ, you've got a quick moment with Lou.
Okay, thank you very much. Lou, I appreciate you coming on and defending your perspective.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm just going to take a shot here and say you're Italian.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well,
let's
just say for the point of argument that you're Italian.
But I'm not.
Okay, let's say that Bill is Italian.
Alrighty.
Okay? And the mafia comes over here and perpetrates a terrorist event. Does that mean that all Italians should be interned? Let's say you have a business that
you're trying to run. That's all you got time for, Russ. Lou, answer the question.
I don't like... I despise the mafia. Mm-hmm. I think we should do everything we can to... I just despise the entire criminal
you
underworld.
You despise the mafia, but yet the government gang is okay with you. Lou, call us again sometime.
Thank you very much for giving me your time.
Every Saturday night. Have a great night. If you didn't get a chance to get on, sorry. Call us Monday. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Good weekend. See you.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office product. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supply. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.